first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Squadcast, the official podcast of GenreSquad.com. We're your hosts, Robert Sutton.
And Sean Stidham.
And this week, we're ripping off screen drafts again for a...
you keep saying that.
Super spectacular Christmas special.
Okay.
This week, we're doing a top 20 draft of all of our favorite Christmas movies, Christmas specials, Christmas...
Anything, really.
Yeah, it's no holds barred, really.
Anything that ever aired on a TV, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So.
We're
joined by our beautiful wives. First off, we've got Jamie Stidham, the host of the Tribus podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And former Tribus guest, Aaron Sutton.
Hello.
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 Like, I don't know
we're off to a great start again.
Uh-oh. We're doing it live.
Yeah.
Me, your boy.
What up? It's Ass Dan.
So once again, we're doing a draft. It's a Serpentine-style draft where we do a top 20 and we fill it in by drafting our choices.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead.
I was going to say that we have three slots to fill. We have a slot A, slot B, and slot C. What are those picks, Rob?
Those picks are A gets one. 6, 7, and 12, 17, and 18.
My God.
B gets 2, 5, 8, 11, 13, 16, 19.
This is a number station.
And C gets 3, 4, 9, 10. 14, 15, and 20.
And the vetoes and veto overrides?
A will get two vetoes, B will get two vetoes, and C gets one veto and one veto override.
Sweet!
No.
That'll tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I got it in, though.
Yeah, you did. Is this your new call sign?
Yeah.
You're gonna, sweet! You put that in on every podcast?
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're going to pick the determine who gets those picks via trivia. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a trivia prepared?
Right? I sure do. I sure do. Ladies, you want to tell us what your favorite type of Christmas movie is generally?
That's weird.
That's too broad a question for me.
Yeah.
It involves Muppets.
Muppets. Muppets. I was gonna say. Yeah. Victorian Christmas movies, I would say, for Jamie.
Yeah, for Jamie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything where there's a bonnet.
Sean, your favorite?
Where they're having Christmas.
I mean, I celebrate all of it.
Yeah, sure. And guns.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you'll see from my picks, I have a broad variety of Christmas movies and / specials and / TV shows and / Christmas albums and Christmas quarter pounders.
All right, to get to make your pick.
Christmas McRibs.
Yeah.
To get to make your pick as to which our draft order, we're going to start with some trivia here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready?
Now, do we get multiple chances or just
one? You can just keep shouting
until we get it.
Uh-huh.
Or until we go,
yeah,
we fucking suck at trivia, move on.
Right.
Until I fist fight you to win it.
That's fine. I give up. Unless we have to.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Okay. What is the name of the full-length motion picture that the character who portrays the ghost of Christmas Present in Mickey's Christmas Carol, what movie is that that he appears in?
Pinocchio.
Good.
Pinocchio?
Let's... Oh, wait, no, that's...
No, the Christmas... Yeah, Ghost Christmas of Christmas Present.
Oh, God,
I don't know.
Be faithful,
The Brave Little Taylor? No, because that's not a full-length movie.
I don't know.
Jamie,
no. Oh, wait,
Who's Christmas Past?
Oh, my God.
The Emperor's New Groove?
No. Mickey and the Beanstalk is what he's in. Yeah. But I don't know what full length. Bambi?
It is Fun and Fancy Free.
Yeah, I was never going to get that. No. I'm glad the answer was that wrong. Like, I was that far off.
Sure. At the beginning of A Christmas Carol, how many years has Jacob Marley been dead?
7.
She got it.
Okay.
Guess I know it's going to be number one.
Do you want A, B, or C?
So B has more choices?
B has more choices, but A gets the number one.
Have a lot of space for Muppet movies then.
Well, we can't have that.
You know what? I'll take A. Ah, fuck. Sorry.
Don't you want B? B where your heart is.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
What is the first rule of the Code of the Elves?
Treat everything like business.
Fuck.
Would you like B or C?
I don't know. Which one do I want?
I don't know either.
I don't care. What's the best for me?
Honey, you just pick one. What were the options between B and C? C gets one veto and one veto override.
C gets, right? Yeah, one veto and one veto override, and B gets two vetoes, basically.
And A gets 6 choices, right? And the other 2 get 7. Okay, right. So the choices are even for you guys.
Yeah.
I'll do C, less pressure.
Okay.
B it is.
All right.
Does she have to start it out?
Yes, you are. We're going to start with you then.
Well, let's hand out vetoes.
Oh, yeah. So Aaron gets 2.
You get 1, and you get the veto override. And both Aaron and I get 2 vetoes, right?
Right. Now, just to clarify, if one of these two makes a veto, but not on your pick, then you can play a veto override if you want to.
It's not mine.
Yeah.
So if you really love Muppets, I'm just saying. I do. So.
You guys ready?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Oh, we should have done like a board or something.
Oh.
It's all right.
Too late.
We have a board back here.
It's okay. I'll just
try
to put it in my phone.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
All right.
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. First pick.
Oh.
Are we ready?
Oh, no.
All right. With the number 20 pick, Jamie Stidham has selected Love Actually.
Ooh.
Merry Christmas. The holiday season. It's the perfect time of year to find the one you love.
Christmas is a time to do something about it.
Like what?
And tell them exactly how you feel.
You've got nothing to lose, and you'll always regret it if you don't.
Don't let the holidays go by without Love Actually.
Hello.
Rated R.
Okay.
Yeah, no veto.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
What's Love Actually about, Jamie?
Why do you like Love Actually?
Well, that's a good question. I have a little... I'm sorry.
It's about love, actually.
It follows, like, what, 6 different couples?
Are they all couples, though?
No, well...
Sort of, in different ways, because there's the old man, Bill Nye.
Sure. And the guy and his son.
Yeah, and Bill Nye. Right? Yeah, and there's the president, yeah.
It's just lighthearted, and I think it's fun.
Yeah. And who's the director?
Oh. Did I write this down?
Keep talking, babe. I'll look it up.
I don't know.
Really good cast.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do I like it? Because I've watched it every year since I've been in college.
I don't know if there are a lot of great, like, romantic comedy Christmas movies, to be honest.
Right. And
there should be more. Mm-hmm.
Richard Curtis is the director of this movie.
There's a couple storylines I don't like the guy that goes to America. I hate that guy. Mm-hmm. Hate all that. Everything about that is awful.
That guy was supposed to be Simon Pegg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why wasn't it Simon?
He read the script, I guess. I don't know. Yes. He braced all the part.
Yeah. I know. I've seen that Andrew Lincoln scene, like.
Yeah, well, yeah, over, that's the iconic
over,
one.
Over. Over.
And it's actually the most problematic one, maybe.
Yeah. It's not
like real boundary issues.
Sure.
I'm gonna show up at your house.
Yeah.
But you're fine. Aaron, you answer the door. I'm like, no, I need Aaron.
But he's only going to write that love note to my spaghetti, not to me.
Your spaghetti.
That's true.
To me, your spaghetti is perfect.
And I do that. That's a good pick.
I
like that. I guess we shouldn't spend forever on each pick. There's 20 of them.
Sure.
But I like the pick. No veto.
I couldn't even tell you why.
Aaron, no veto.
All right. We need to pick more of this. Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Sean's up at 19.
So there's a killer. I'm sorry, I wrote a lot of things down. Here you go.
With the number 19 pick, Sean has selected Black Christmas from 1974.
Yeah.
The Bob Clark.
Remember those idyllic scenes out of your childhood? Crisp winter nights, sleigh bells, crackling Yule logs. Remember those. Remember them well. After Black Christmas, they'll never be the same again. Black Christmas. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
Rated R.
Yeah.
Why do you like Black Christmas?
The first, one of the first, like, real proto-slashers, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only not a slasher because it came out before Halloween.
Sure.
So, you know. It's about Billy, a poor guy who's lonely on Christmas.
Sure.
No, it's about a sorority house, right. And there's a killer. And he's not searching, but he's basically just knocking out the sorority one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Stars, who's the star? Margot Kidder. And who's the girl from Romeo and Juliet? What's her name? It doesn't matter.
Her name
Olivia
is
something.
Yeah, Olivia Hussey.
Yeah, Olivia Hussey. Yeah. And it's really great. It's a, oddly enough, it's a very nostalgic feeling Christmas movie,
mm-hmm.
mainly because it just has all the old, like, 80s, or, well, 70s.
70s, yeah.
Right.
Christmas
it's
decorations.
It's a very 70s movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tinsel on that tree.
And I really love the pro-abortion message of the movie.
Yeah.
It's very good. It does. It has
it really does, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a very very good movie. Very scary. Scary. It's very progressive for its time.
Yeah.
Because I think Roe v. Wade had just been passed not long before that movie. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any, what do you ladies think about? It's from also by Bob Clark, the King of Christmas movies.
Right. He's the director of the Christmas Story.
Huh. Interesting.
The frown on Jamie's face.
Porky's.
Does not bode well for later in this draft.
Sure. Aaron, Black Christmas?
No veto. I mean, I think it's a... I haven't seen all of it in a long time, but I love Margot Kidder. I think it's a great look.
She's very funny in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's also
she is.
A jerk.
That's why I love
her. She's a total smartass in the movie, though. Yeah, it's like one of the signature Margot Kidder roles. What Jamie Black.
Have you ever seen Black Christmas?
I have not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like a good
How are you married to this man and not seen Black Christmas?
Oh, no. I don't want to do that.
Sure you do.
Okay.
All right.
You want to watch it tomorrow night?
Yeah. Like a stroke of midnight on Christmas Eve.
The first movie we'll watch.
We can traumatize the girls.
All right. Billy. Aaron's up with the next two picks.
Oh, shit.
See, this is bad because... I think you guys are going to have to veto these because they're they're so far down and they're going to end up being higher, I think.
Well, then, I mean, you're drawing vetoes out then. That's
one way to play the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
You have to give me the card.
Oh. Explain how it works to me.
It's not your first draft.
Well, you know.
At number 18, Aaron has selected The Grinch Stole Christmas.
From the biggest who in Whoville to little Cindy Lou, Mr. Grinch, we have our eye on you. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Sunday on TNT.
Which right, version?
Guys, do your worst.
The Jim Carrey version, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you love, I know.
No. Obviously the original animated
with Chuck
version.
Jones.
Yes.
Yes, animated version with Boris Karloff.
Yes. Oh, that's too low.
I know, right?
It's not Christmas until you watch.
Well, Sean, you're up first in the veto order.
Well, do we not want to talk about it first?
Yeah, well, why are you putting it this low? Well, first of all, why are you low?
I mean, I love it because it's amazing. Okay. Why wouldn't you love it? The animation is great. I mean, you know, it's an iconic Christmas movie. It has a great message. The tiny dog with the one reindeer horn is the best thing ever. Max.
Is this the best Dr. Seuss animation?
Absolutely. 100% yes. It is so low because I only have so many movies to get in.
Sure.
That's like the last on my list. What is this pick?
18?
18.
Which is, yeah, I mean, it's insanely low, but it is what it is.
Well, Sean, you're first up in the veto order.
It also, I mean, in my opinion, has the best Christmas song, Christmas animated like song out of all of them.
Mr. Grinch? That
one?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great song.
I'm not going to veto this.
Wow. Ooh.
I need to save them.
Sure. So, Jamie?
So low.
Well, veto it.
Oh, wait.
All right, it's going to stay in there.
That's wild.
Sorry, guys.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I really thought that was like top 10, probably.
Yeah.
Aaron's coming out swinging.
I don't have a lot of spaces, so it goes where it goes.
Aaron also has you the get 17 what you get. Pick.
You don't throw a fit.
Oh, no, what?
No, stop.
I don't want to do this. 17. What are my other picks?
You have, after this, picks 12.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long time.
7, 6, and 1.
Okay. Give me a second to organize.
Wow, like this is going to be...
1.
Okay. 7, there's a lot of...
6.
So there's a lot of what?
A lot of not as good movies as that I might play.
I mean, that's just how it happens. Well, that's how you got to make your picks in these drafts. Yeah. Like you got to pick some stuff that you only kind of like for the.
Oh
for
man, that's right.
But then you
well,
know,
I really like everything I picked. Yeah.
Holy crap! Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be that low, but that's the spot I have.
There you go. At number 17. The Muppet Family Christmas.
I mean, this breaks my heart, but I don't have any better spot to give it.
Talk about it.
Why do you love The Muppet Family Christmas?
Well, it is super nostalgic, very sweet, has all the various casts of Muppets in it.
Even right. Fraggles.
Fraggles.
Fraggles, the Sesame Street Muppets are in it. Yeah.
They're all together having, you know, a Christmas together.
This is an annual thing for us, too. We watch it every day on Christmas Day. Like that's
it's a
Christmas
great family. Showcase of all the various Muppets, and they're all getting along and having a family together. It's very sweet. It's not something that most people can see because we had to, like, find a
There's a bootleg of it.
There's no official copy.
Because of music.
Right.
And Jim Henson makes an appearance, which is super
special. Well, there's different companies.
I'm going to veto it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's too low.
Yep.
For me.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
But now you have to come up with another pick.
Okay. Well,
You get this card back.
Okay. Oh, so I have to put it at a higher spot if I'm going to put it in unless somebody else puts it.
Correct.
I will tell you it's in my hand. Okay. So in case you don't want
to. Well, I mean, my only other thing now is...
Using his first beat up.
Well,
no, I get it.
Dead air.
Mickey's Sean. Christmas Carol.
Again.
Oh, God, sorry. I'm never going to remember that.
Jeez, that hurts.
At number 17, Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Walt Disney Pictures presents a Dickens classic gets a Disney twist.
Wow.
It's Mickey, Donald, the whole Disney gang.
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Together again in a brand new featurette.
I thought you'd be taller.
Mickey's Christmas Carol, rated G, now playing at a theater near you.
What?
Oh, that's so lovely.
You love that.
I have all these crappy like low picks. See, I knew I should have taken like B or C.
Mickey well, sounds harmonic.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's not it.
No, that's Once Upon a Christmas.
Yeah.
Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Why do you love Mickey's Christmas Carol?
Again, iconic Disney animation. It was the first kind of longer length feature that Mickey had actually been in for 30 years when it came out in 1983. Mm-hmm. So he hadn't really been in anything else for a long time. I was watching it again today, and the animation is amazing.
God, damn, Aaron knew trivia.
It's a great, yeah. Okay. I like it. it's just a great, you know, retelling of A Christmas Carol. It's really accessible to children and people that might not know the story.
This is probably the first version.
Like all the Disney characters. Yeah.
This is probably the first version of The Christmas Carol I ever saw.
Right, yeah.
And I think it's also kind of special because it was on TV all the time. So it was like...
Right, like every year. So it was a tradition.
So when we were all kids, it was like the first one you could see. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Can you veto your own pick?
I will not veto it just because I think out of the three versions of A Christmas Carol in my hand, it's probably number three.
Okay.
So...
Yeah. Jamie?
Oh. I love it. I think it should be higher, but I don't know if she's got anything else to put in that spot.
I could. If somebody else is going to put it in another spot, I've got other things that can go in there.
I'm not going to put it at a higher spot.
Okay. You're going to wait then? Then it's going to stay there.
At number 17.
Yep. All right.
Christmas Carol.
So far at number 20, we've got Love Actually.
That's shocking. Shock.
A lot of the picks are at number 19, Black Christmas. Number 18, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. And then at number 17, Mickey's Christmas Carol. So at number 16, we got Sean.
Am I back? Are you? Me?
It's you.
It's you.
Well, God damn it. See, I can't play that above.
Hand the card to the guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not going to remember next time either. Just know in advance.
All right. Interesting choice. At number 16, we've got the Office Christmas Special.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different now, though, because Gareth is not general manager as such, like I was when I was here. I was sort of omnipotent and is doing a much more watered-down version of the
That job. Was just because of your redundancy thing. They couldn't call the job the same thing, and he sued them.
Did you win?
Oh, yes.
Had to pay you off, didn't they?
Yeah, out-of-court settlement, so quite a lot of money. Ka-ching.
Wasted most of it, though.
No, I didn't waste it.
Tell her what you spent it on.
I released my own single, so if that's a waste of money...
Well, it is a waste of money, because you didn't even get in the top 100.
Good, didn't want it to. Next.
The British Office.
The British Office Christmas Special.
Yeah.
Oh. This is the one where Don and Tim go to.
Well, yeah, this is also... Not just a Christmas special, it's the series finale.
Right, yeah.
Of Ricky Gervais.
It's perfect.
It is a perfect...
Yeah.
Like, again, it's an hour because it's two parts, right?
Yeah.
It's about an hour. Yeah. I'm sure it's a little less, but... Yeah, kind of just a perfect... Ties up every loose string sort of perfect Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends at a Christmas party, which is great. And a British version of a Christmas party.
And also, it redeems...
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah,
David Brent.
David Brent's character in a way that you never thought was possible.
Yeah.
After the arduous second season.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, he's way worse. I don't think you've never watched it, right? The Office, British Office, I mean.
Some of it. I haven't seen it.
A little bit of it, yeah. He's way worse than Michael Scott ever gets.
Yeah. It's hard to watch. Like, and I have a problem with like that sort of thing anyway.
Uncomfortable, embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hate it. And there were points I had to leave.
They'll turn the TV off and leave.
Yeah, that's why we don't. I'm the same way. That's why we don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just can't do it.
Yeah, but yeah,
great pick.
Thanks, man.
Aaron,
I'm not going to veto it. Yeah, okay. Good pick.
Jamie, no, hasn't seen it.
How do you? Well, you haven't seen it.
All so. Right. Mm-hmm. Jamie, you are up then at number 15. Sorry. All right. At number 15, Jamie has picked the 1994 version of Little Women.
This holiday season, Columbia Pictures invites you to share the hopes.
I want to do something different.
The joys.
I have the most wonderful feeling about tonight.
And the dreams.
My book. Publishing my book.
Of one of America's most beloved families.
Oh, I should have smacked it in my
mouth. Winona Ryder, Little Little Women. Rated PG. At theaters everywhere, Christmas Day.
Flo. Well, for you.
There's bonnets in it.
There are bonnets.
There are lots of bonnets in it. It's not Victorian, I guess, right?
No.
I always get Little Women and Pride and Prejudice mixed up. So, what's Little Women about, Jamie?
It follows the March family, and it starts off, it's like based on, well, it's little Louisa May Alcott's book.
Yeah. Oh, there's
and
a book?
Speak words. But it's not my favorite version of Little Women, but it's the one I've watched the most, and it's like my chicken soup movie.
It also is the most Christmassy, I think.
It has the most Christmassy.
It is very Christmassy.
Yeah. It starts out at Christmas. A lot of the major things that happen along the way are at Christmas time. And I just think it's just comforting and nice to watch.
Do you prefer the newer version?
I do.
It is a really great version.
The Greta, so Greta Gerwig version?
Yeah.
It's my favorite one, but
it's a great
Christmassy.
Movie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is there any Christmas in it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is
there? Yeah, there's a little
is
bit.
Is it when Bob Odenkirk comes back
home.
And he goes,
dad comes
oh,
home.
My Little Women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Awesome. Sean?
I won't veto it, no, because, I mean, I thought it would be higher, so right. I'll let it live. I'll let it lay.
Absolutely.
Aaron?
Good choice.
I actually think this is a pretty good movie.
Yeah?
If you want my opinion.
No, please.
I like Winona Ryder.
Sure.
She's really good.
Do you prefer this version to the...
I do not. No. It's not even close.
Really. Right.
So
I think Greta Gerwig version is... So absolutely good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But it may have been one of the best versions before this very recent one.
Yeah.
So that's what we had for a long time. That was the best version.
Sure. Okay.
All right. At number 14, then, we also have Jamie.
Oh. Oh, no. I thought I had more time.
Ride it out, babe. You got this.
The Greta Gerwig.
Oh, that would be funny.
What number are we on?
We're at number 14.
We're blowing through some cakes here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, dear.
We're flying through this track.
Here we go.
At number 14, we have got 1994's The Santa Claus.
Hey, you!
This Christmas, Scott Calvin's getting into the spirit the only way he can.
Kill them!
By accident. Hang on, because the greatest holiday adventure of all is here.
You're the new Santa.
What?
You put on the suit, you're the big guy.
You put on a little weight. Does this look like a little weight to you?
Walt Disney Pictures presents Tim Allen.
If we go straight on this road and we hit I-94?
The Santa Claus, rated PG. Starts Friday, November 11th at a theater near you.
Oh, wow. I forgot all about this.
With Tim Allen.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a 14 movie.
Yeah.
How is that above?
I forgot I had it in my list.
My God, Jamie.
We enjoy it every year, though. We always watch it every year, and we like it.
This is a better movie than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you think Tim Allen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's something sort of...
Next, Tim Allen was on a heck of a run.
Yeah, with the Santa Claus, Santa Claus 2.
Santa Claus 3.
Yeah.
It slips a few Toy Stories.
So what's
stories
the Santa Claus about, Jamie? I want to hear you. Yeah.
I feel like I'm like going to class every time you ask me. What's this about?
You're really not.
Give us your book report.
So we've got now single dad. Well, he's not even single dad. Divorced dad. Mm-hmm. Not very involved with his kid. And then on Christmas night, Santa falls off his roof. And he puts his clothes on.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. And then he becomes Santa Claus.
And there's no way to get out of it.
Once you put the suit on. And he follows through, too. Like, he goes. He flies in the sleigh.
Yeah.
He goes to another house. He goes down a chimney. And he's complaining the whole time. Even though he doesn't need to be doing this.
Sure.
But anyway.
Who puts on clothes? You find
it. Does it tell him to put he's got the card, right?
Well, it tells him
to put the suit on, yeah.
Yeah.
He follows through so much, there's a sequel.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's three. Isn't it?
They get worse.
I remember the funny stuff that I really think is later on, though, when he's Santa and the beard keeps coming back and he's getting fatter and stuff. And people just think he's going through a midlife crisis.
There's that board meeting, or not board, just like or meeting he goes to where they're all ordering lunch, and he orders the Caesar salad, and then he orders like five desserts.
Doesn't he show
I've never related to someone.
Oh wait, it's all of us now that quarantine.
No, it's a fun Christmas movie.
No veto from me, Rob.
I hate Tim Allen, but that's all right. Sure, he's terrible.
All right. Number 14, then. The Santa Claus.
Hold on.
At number 13, Sean, you're back up.
I need to write something down.
Oh, no.
What? Santa Claus 2, yeah. This is 13?
This is number 13, yes. I think you looked at Jamie as you ended.
That was weird.
Here we go. Number 13, Ernest Saves Christmas.
I knew that was going to go somewhere.
Touchstone Pictures, Santa's in jail, Ernest's in charge, and now Christmas is out of control. Air brakes. Ernest Saves Christmas, rated PG.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's a party. Ernest Saves Christmas has to be above the Santa Claus.
It does.
Also above Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Well, look, that's not my goal. That was
also the Grinch who stole Christmas.
I will not veto it if you promise not to do any impressions.
No, nope, fine. Done. There goes.
Are you vetoing?
I don't want it on here.
If you veto it, there's a chance it could go higher. Oh, that's God. The other. That's
yeah, that, it will. He's going to get it on
the Ernest Saves Christmas is the ultimate kind of dad.
Yeah,
nostalgia movie for me. Like, it's something me and my dad watched together. We both laughed at.
Same.
You know, it's just, it's problematic in a lot of ways. There's
like
some stuff,
all the ways.
There's some stuff in there. How did this man get a driver's license?
Sure.
We don't know. But yeah, I love the movie, and it just takes me back to like being a kid.
There's one. The point where the girl gets in the cab and Santa Claus introduces himself, and then Ernest looks at her and goes, "Surprised!" Like, it's a genuine.
Well, there's beats. There's like 10 beats too. Like, there's like they just like keep looking at each other, and then he goes, "Surprise!"
Yeah, it's so great.
It's so bad.
I love Jim Varney.
You know what? Too. No Christmas movie makes me laugh more than that one moment. So there it is, folks. Right. Veto it if you want,
Aaron.
I have the number 2 pick, I believe.
Yeah, I want to veto this so hard, but I'm afraid of what he'll do, so it's
Jamie's writing new movies down, by the way. Like, Ernest Goes to Camp is not a Christmas
movie. She's just writing down a note to remind herself to smother you with a pillow tonight.
I'm agreeing with this pick.
All right. Does it stay?
Of course.
Jamie, do you veto?
No, it'll just be higher.
All right.
It's not worth it.
We're coming up on the top 10 too, so. All right, Aaron is back up at number 12.
So how many picks do I have after that? Hello.
It's an Ernest Save Christmas high five, huh?
How many picks do I have after 12?
You have 12, 7, 6, and number 1.
So I only have 4 picks left.
Yeah.
Me and Jamie have 5 apiece.
Never mind.
That's not right.
You have... Sean has 11, 8, 5, and 2. See, also have 4 picks.
Okay.
Jamie has 10, 9, and 4, and 3.
Well, so everybody's got 4 picks
four
left.
4 picks left, yeah. Okay. So we're down to the nitty-gritty, folks.
My favorite dirt band, dude.
Well, I mean, this is just an astonishing low spot for this, but I'm afraid I'm not going to get in there if I don't say it now. So here you are. You say it there. I remember.
All right. At number 12, it's Ernest Saves Christmas again.
I'm not going to veto.
At number 12, Aaron has selected the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? We need a Christmas tree. A great, big, shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Go ahead and tell us why you love Charlie Brown Christmas.
Jesus.
Oh, of course.
Is it because of Jesus?
It is because of Jesus.
He's the true meaning of the season. God, she angrily.
Why never fix it? Throw it away. Charlie Brown. I mean, you can always veto it and put it higher. I love it because it's just so sweet and so pure. Like, it's like, it makes me cry every year. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know, the most simple, like, Christmas special with the best message.
I mean, with annual tradition, this is the one we always watch.
Right, and it's one of the ones tree. I remember seeing, like, when I was the youngest. Yeah. Like, it's the one I remember from being the youngest, right. So.
This is the one we watch when we put up the tree.
Right. Yeah. Our really awful tree.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That looks really good once you put all the crap on the
tree. Exactly.
It's not such a bad tree after all.
It wasn't until all the lights went out on the top of it after we put all the ornaments on.
Oh dear.
Well, we'll have to try to fix that.
Now I'm like, forget you, yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Well, yeah, Charlie, like, that's like, it's the most like anti-commercialism,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, true meaning of the season. And still everybody loves it anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Again, that's something. Is like progressive people still love it even though it's...
Yeah.
Well, it's
very religious, yeah.
It's then, not really very religious. Well, though. But... It's very, like, human.
Right. But it's about the best parts of the season.
Right. Well, it's not about any of the dogma. It's about, like, you know...
Yeah.
The emotions of... That are behind...
I love it. It also... The whole cast is made of like little kids that weren't actors, and that kind of comes out, but they're still great. There's a very
we never see an adult in that,
right?
Which is
yeah,
yeah. Like
these kids are there buying should trees.
Be at least one adult at that play practice.
Sure.
Also, it has the most soothing soundtrack of like a beautiful Christmas.
Yeah.
What's his name? Something Giraldi.
Yes. Is it Vincent?
Vince. Yeah, Vince Giraldi. Vince. Yeah.
It's all great. Right.
Jamie,
I love it.
Are you going to veto it here, though? The number 12?
You have 4 picks left.
I think it should be higher. But no.
Okay. Sean?
I'm not vetoing.
Not vetoing. All right. Then this is going to stay at number 12. All right. And Sean, you have the number 11 pick that'll take us into the break.
Really?
There we go. At number 11. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and read. At number 20, we've got Love Actually. 19, Black Christmas. 18, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. At 17, Mickey's Christmas Carol. 16, The Office Christmas Special. At number 15, the 1994 version of Little Women. At 14, The Santa Claus. At 13, Ernest Saves Christmas, which is definitely better than Mickey's Christmas Carol. And at number 12, A Charlie Brown Christmas. And then our last pick before the break, number 11, Sean has selected 1987's Christmas Vacation.
I give you the Griswold Family Christmas Tree. Deck the halls as you desire.
Hope you're not getting sap all over your sweater, Clark.
White cat nibbling on a wire. Pine tree sap inside your nails.
Sorry.
And great gifts are on sale.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are.
Chevy Chase. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, rated PG-13. Starts Friday, December 1st at a theater near you.
Yes.
Starring Chevy Chase. Now, why do you love this movie?
I don't know why Aaron's giving me death glares, because before I rewatched it this last time, this would have been my number one movie. Look, I grew up loving,
expect you less,
loving Christmas Vacation. It's the first Christmas movie I watched with my stepmom, mm-hmm. and we both laughed really hard, and we thought Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase were the funniest people in the world, and maybe that's not the case anymore. I don't know.
Right.
You
say it didn't hit you this hard this last time.
It didn't. It's very problematic now. There's a lot wrong with the movie. There aren't any good people in the movie.
For sure.
I don't think Santa Claus is a good person in that movie. I think in the world where the Griswolds exist, it's bad Santa.
Sure.
I just feel like for nostalgia reasons and for like, it is an important Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still funny, sort of. And
sort of.
I don't know.
This is him making his case.
This makes me think. Okay. This makes me think you should have picked Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah, I would have agreed with that at a higher
standard. It is surprising how much Aaron hates it. I don't know.
It makes me cringe so hard. It's like lowest common denominator trash humor garbage. Sorry.
She doesn't like it.
I hate it.
I can't do that.
I hate that it exists.
Are you going to veto it?
I am not, because I think you'll put it higher if I do.
I mean, you may not.
I put it at 11.
I really want to veto it. But then he's going to veto my number one, and I can't let that happen.
So. You might do that anyway.
Oh, you better not.
All right. Jamie, not vetoing?
No. It's problematic, but I still like it.
I mean, like, it's fine. It's a fine.
It's
no,
fine.
I mean, it still has all the elements of the other movies, too.
It's beloved.
They're shitty people.
Yeah. Look, I'm a big fan of the first Vacation movie.
Well, yeah.
And this has a lot of the same elements where it's
like, I think we all go a little Clark Griswold sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that.
It's just, he does seem to be Clark Griswold all the time.
Sure.
So,
sure. All right.
Excellent.
Looks like it's going to stay. Yes. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
We'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Jingle those bells.
And we're back.
I wasn't going to do it.
You weren't going to do it?
And we're back.
We're back for the top 10 of our draft here. I just want to, let's go back and count down the previous 10. We go at 20, we got Love Actually. 19, Black Christmas. At 18, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. 17, Mickey's Christmas Carol. 16, The Office Christmas Special. At number 15, 1994's The Little Women.
The Little Women.
Or Little Women. Sorry. No,
The Little Women.
At 14, The Santa Claus. At 13, way too low, Ernest Saves Christmas. At number 12, Charlie Brown Christmas. And at 11, Christmas Vacation, which we still argued about during the break. So at number 10, we have Jamie Stidham picking.
Okay.
Scrooged.
This holiday season, Bill Murray gets Scrooged. I'm the ghost. So don't miss the party.
I love that bit.
Scrooged. Rated PG-13. It begins Wednesday, November 23rd.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill Murray.
Jamie's tagged me in
to
explain Scrooged.
Sure. What's this movie about?
It's a Christmas Carol. It's a meta Christmas Carol starring Bill Murray, basically. Basically, Bill Murray is playing like a TV executive who was running the programming for a network, and he's a real piece of shit.
Sure.
And
Mr. Cross.
There's three ghosts that come and visit him. One that shows him his past.
Okay.
One is present and one is future.
Interesting.
All the while, they are filming broadcasting a live version of
A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol on his network. And it is fantastic. And it is on my list.
I think this is the funniest version
of
A Christmas Carol and also the scariest version.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sure. It's also really sad, too. Like, there's that. Is in this or Groundhog Day, the homeless guy?
No, it's this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is a homeless guy.
In Groundhog.
Yeah, but this one, like, there's a completely frozen one that he finds, and he has the watch. And I believe this one's directed by Richard Donner.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this is absolutely one of my favorite versions of Christmas.
Yeah.
Love it.
You sure? Yeah, what do you think here?
Aaron, you're going to veto? No. Or what do you think of the movie?
I think it's, I love Bill Murray. It's
sure.
Peak Bill Murray. It's interesting. It's a little more cynical than, like,
sure,
you know, than most versions of A Christmas Carol, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's got a big finish, though. Like, they're singing the song.
I love the way he's just riffing at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Also, I love
that bit with Karen, the credits, Allen. Too. Yeah. Where they're singing the... Karen Allen?
How can you not love Marion?
Oh, yeah, right? I know, right. She's awesome.
What's her nickname for him in the movie?
Lumpy?
Lumpy, yeah. That's really sweet. Are you going to veto your own movie, Jamie?
No.
Excellent. Good call.
Sean, are you Jamie? Or are you Jamie?
Are you Sean? Are you? Jamie? No, I'm not vetoing this.
Are you menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
All right.
Back off, man.
With the number 9 pick then, Jamie is selecting Gremlins from 1984.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins. They're clever. They're mischievous. They'll get into the kitchen, the basement, the garage. They'll get into anything. And once they get in, you're in for it. Gremlins. They'll be expecting you. Directed by Joe Dante. Rated PG.
Held over Budco Regency Twin, Old City Cinema, and surrounding First Run Theater.
Well,
coming out swinging at number 9.
Yeah.
Too low?
Big boys, time. Big boy time.
Jamie, what's this movie about?
Well, it's about this kid gets a mogwai for Christmas and all over it's loose. I don't know. Have I seen Gremlins?
Pretty motherfucker seen Gremlins? You know what Gremlins is about? It's about Gremlins. Joe Dante, one of Joe Dante's best movies.
Mm-hmm. I would say Joe Dante's best movie.
Yeah. Exec produced by
Steven Spielberg.
One of Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Bill Spielberg.
And also a special cameo by, holy crap. Rockin'
Rocky Rialto.
Yeah. Sorry, there's a dog in here.
Yeah.
There's two dogs.
Two dogs, yeah. But yeah, I love Gremlins. Gremlins is essential. Christmas viewing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about a Christmas present.
I mean, you write part of Gremlins' dialogue in a Christmas card almost every year.
Yeah.
Which part?
The chimney speech. I will say this is a very cynical look at Christmas. Yeah. Way more than like something like
Scrooged.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a Christmas present almost destroys a whole town.
I mean, sure. Sure.
There is a speech. There is a speech in the movie I just mentioned that is about how Christmas ruined a girl's life.
Right.
So, yeah.
We were actually watching it last night, and I was worried that Phoebe Cates had because she says at the end, like, that's how I knew there was no Santa Claus. I'm like, oh, shit. Did she just give up the ghost to my kid? Come on, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
All right.
What kid did not want a mogwai? Wouldn't
Are you vetoing?
I am not vetoing.
Not vetoing this. Aaron, are you vetoing?
No.
All right. Then at number 9, Gremlins is staying put. Mm-hmm. Number 8 pick. You're up, Sean.
Oh, is it me? Oh, me? Here.
All right. At number 8, we have 1990's Home Alone.
Yes.
Starring Macaulay Culkin.
I don't want to look at Aaron. Because I just don't know.
You should know.
Home Alone is about a kid who gets left home alone.
okay.
On Christmas. It's actually about a couple of the worst parents.
Sure.
That's ever
existed. In hindsight, not great.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows what Home Alone is about, right? Yeah. Like, everybody's seen Home Alone. This isn't higher because I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's just a great Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. Better than Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, probably. It's definitely not as problematic as Christmas Vacation. outside of the way the police force and
sure. How much violence is in
it? Well, look. I mean, look, those guys were going to kill a cat.
That's true. That is true.
Great Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern performance. Mm-hmm. And it's infinitely quotable and really funny. I never laughed as hard as I did in theater when I watched this when I was a kid. So,
what? Hot take.
Wow. Ooh. Jamie vetoing this pick.
That's bold.
That is her only veto.
I think it should be higher than that.
You're making a mistake.
Sean has one veto left, and Aaron has two.
Shit. All
right, here we go. At number 7. Has this not been played already?
No.
Okay.
Well, it was.
Oh, that's true. All right. At number 7, Sean has selected...
You mean number 8?
All right. Yeah, at number 8, sorry. Sean has selected The Muppets Family Christmas.
Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Yeah.
Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time.
Boom.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Yeah.
In the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Away. Jingle bell time.
In a one-horse sleigh.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
I love it. We talked about it earlier. It's the most wholesome Christmas thing you could ever have.
Yeah.
There's not too much Miss Piggy in it, which is good for me.
There's just enough
Miss Piggy.
Would that have been too much sex appeal in the movie? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Too much.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
But yeah, I love it. I love the Swedish Chef meets Big Bird.
Oh, I love the Muppets. The Muppets are on vacation at Fozzie's grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And then the Fraggles show up.
Yeah.
Oh, at his mother's house, yeah. And then Sesame Street Muppets show up, and then the Fraggles show up, and
well, my favorite
the humans from the Fraggles
the human
show
up. From
yeah.
the
and they're go, they're supposed to go on vacation.
It's Rocket the dog.
It's yeah. Rocky. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It's really terrific. It's magical.
It's my favorite Muppets thing, so that's why I played it there.
All right,
I'm glad it got higher. Mad respect. Sean Stidham.
Plus, I mean, yeah, it does have Jim Henson.
Right.
At the end washing dishes, which is like the coolest
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Jamie?
He's like, I love it when they have a good time.
Are you going to cry?
Muppets make me cry too.
All right. That's staying at number 8 then. And at number 7, Aaron's up. Quickly giving me the card, not reading it out loud this time. And at number 7, she has selected White Christmas.
I never saw the sun shine so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurry and by when you're in love, my heart in my
own. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man.
The two greatest figures in show business, Bing and Danny, as two ex-GIs who form the perfect partnership. Rosemary and Vera Ellen as the sisters who have them in a spin. With Dean Jagger as the unemployed general they take under their wing.
Apparently, there's still quite a bit about show business I don't understand.
Oh, it'll come to you, sir. Just takes time. We wouldn't be any good as generals.
You weren't any good as privates.
Why do you love White Christmas?
Well, it is kind of one of the last best musicals for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All the music is Irving Berlin. I don't think most of the songs were written for the movie. I think most of them are like from other movies that it didn't make it in, but they've put it to like basically written a story around the music, and
yeah.
It's wonderful.
I think they wrote it the same way that you Singing in the Rain was written.
Right.
Where the studio just owned a bunch of songs. Right. Like, how do we put this in a movie?
Right. Well, I mean, White Christmas was even.
It was used in Holiday Inn. Right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Which, let's not talk about that
movie. Probably won't be making this movie.
Also, it's.
I mean, there's just a little blackface in it. Come on.
Actually,
quite a bit of blackface. Yeah. More than should, and they're defending blackface.
How much is too little blackface?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's also a really gorgeous movie. It was the first movie released in Vistaprint, mm-hmm. which was a widescreen format. So not only was it like a, you know, widescreen, but it was a better.
Yeah, it's like a copy. It's the IMAX of its
day. Right, right. Well, and it's less grainy, better film quality, mm-hmm. and it's also Technicolor. Yeah. So it's just stunningly gorgeous.
Basically 70 million
right.
millimeters.
Vera, oh my God, I can't remember how
Farmiga. Wang.
Yes. No.
Yeah, you pick the only person in the cast I
don't know. Don't know, right. She's an amazing dancer. Of course, Rosemary Clooney, great. Bing Crosby, you know, he reminds me of my grandfather. Like, you know, he, you know, that generation that always wore, like, you know, the pants with the belt and the matching brown shoes and the undershirt under their crisp shirt. And, like, he, you know, my grandfather had a really deep voice. And so it's just a super comforting movie to me.
Vera Ellen.
Vera Ellen, yes, to watch. And it's just a great movie.
I love that they have. Charming. Yeah, I love that they have two guy, a guy and a girl that can dance really well, and a guy and a girl that can sing really
right,
well.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of a theme with a lot of Bing Crosby movies.
And it's right. Danny fucking Kaye.
He's awesome.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's the best comic relief. That's
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, ouch.
He's terrific in it though.
I love his dance. He's my favorite part of any movie.
Yeah, that he's in. Yeah.
He wasn't originally going to be in it. It was going to be a stare, which yeah. I'm really glad that.
Freaking Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Yeah. Fuck Fred Astaire. That's what we're saying
here. That's on right. On the I'll squad. Double down on that. That's
super racist. I don't know. Was he?
I love all the bits, though, with the old general for some. Like,
sure.
That yeah. hits home.
Well, it just gives you nostalgia for our grandparents' yeah. generation. Like,
yeah.
And
my grandfather so never elegant. Tap danced though. He would not have stood for it.
All right, Sean.
No veto. That's a perfect spot for it.
Jamie.
Love it.
Jamie is checked out.
Love it, live it, laugh it.
All right, and number 7, we're keeping White Christmas. Aaron, you're up again at number 6.
Okay.
I don't know why I whistled. Don't know why.
The best thing.
This 100% crushes my soul to put this at number 6 because it should be number 1,000.
1,000? Is that terrible?
Well, yeah, never mind. I don't know numbers.
Aaron has selected A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Wow.
Number 6.
Veto me if you can because I don't want it to go there.
That's way too much.
I know. It's making me sad.
I'm not going to veto it.
I thought it would be your number 1.
No, I know what
it means.
Yeah.
It can't be. But well, it's amazing.
Jamie, oh, you don't have any vetoes. Why do you love the Muppet Christmas Carol?
It is one of the greatest Muppet creations to ever occur.
Is this the best version of A Christmas Carol?
It is the best version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Which
is why I'm vetoing it.
Oh.
Wow. How about that?
All right.
Now you have to come up with another pick.
That's fine.
I apparently like the Muppets more than Aaron.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts a lot.
Oh, shit.
You're going to be really mad me if I choose this.
I'm not, I promise.
Oh, you will.
I promise I won't.
All right, so 6 is a pretty okay spot for this.
Yeah.
A Christmas Story.
She did
oh,
it.
God, she
did it again.
Number 6, Aaron has selected A Christmas Story.
I just want to show everyone that I can read.
MGM presents A Christmas Story.
Perfect.
Uncle.
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 that sends up Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
A Christmas Story, rated PG. Starts Friday at a theater near you.
I'm really proud of that.
We got it. You got a big brain.
I know words.
Aaron, what's a Christmas Story about?
It's basically a...
Are you okay?
Very nostalgic Spielbergian family story about Ralphie, a little boy who wants
a gun.
Yes.
he needs
a gun for Christmas. A gun. And it's about all his like machinations, how to convince his parents that he needs this BB gun. Mm-hmm. And it's very cute, and I think most people can like kind of relate some of their own family experiences to it, especially the cursing. the furnace, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Sean?
I don't have any more vetoes.
Right.
So I can't do anything about this.
Do you not like this movie?
I love A Christmas Story. My wife hates it.
I hate it.
No, let's hear it. Come on.
It's okay. I'm tired of it. I don't want to ever see it again.
Well, you're going to be watching it pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah, Christmas Day.
I've heard there's 24 hours of this day. I have, and that is why I cannot.
I love catching this movie. Like, I'll usually watch like the last half of it, and then I'll catch the first half.
What's always weird for me is I always tune in on Christmas Day multiple times, and I always hit it right at the same spot every time. And I don't know why.
What spot?
I mean, it depends on the year.
Yeah,
it's always the same spot.
With me, it's always when he goes to the mall or whatever. He's talking to Santa.
There's that when he's has the shootout.
Yeah,
Black Bart.
I just think,
or when he fantasizes about going blind.
Yeah,
that's what you identify with the most.
Yes,
this movie just has so many iconic scenes. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish it was higher, to be honest. This is one of my favorites.
It is a very great movie.
Yeah, I just love it.
All right,
whatever.
All right, number five, Sean.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, you and Panther are up. At number five, Sean has selected John Favreau's 2003 movie, Elf.
What's your name?
Buddy.
Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well, technically I'm a human, but I was raised by elves.
On November 7th, the world's largest elf is coming home for the holidays.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Will Ferrell.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
I know him. I know him.
Elf.
What do you want for Christmas?
A Susie Dog Sled.
I'll put in a good word with the big man.
Rated PG. Starts Friday, November 7th.
Starring Will Ferrell.
Yeah. It's a movie about an elf.
Well, it's not actually.
Actually, it's not. It's about elves.
Sure.
Sort of. But it's about Buddy the Elf, who's an orphan, who got kidnapped by Santa Claus one Christmas. Let's be real.
He loves
He never takes him back, Jamie.
Well, you're
that's true.
He has a pushover for babies, as my daughter continually reminds me now that she's seen this movie.
And it's about him finding his real father. And
played by James Caan.
Played by James Caan and warming the heart of America.
Is this the funniest Christmas movie of all time?
Yes.
It's very funny.
It is very funny.
Throughout, it's the funniest.
Yeah.
It's very aspirational for little kids.
Yeah.
They want that.
It's to me shocking. Shocking that a movie came out in 2003 that became like a Christmas classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought those died out.
Yeah.
Like I thought we weren't allowed to have any of those.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to guess Jingle All the Way is not going to make this list.
Well, I'm the number two pick.
I'm just saying, like, that was the last, like, major, you know, like, one that feels like that, where it was like a big studio release.
I have so many vetoes left. I'm just reminding you. Whatever you're doing over there.
Yeah, Aaron still has two vetoes on the board. So, but yeah, I love this movie. And Will Ferrell's hilarious in it. Yeah.
Wonderful. A star-making performance.
This was kind of a big breakout, though. This was like the next level. And also, this is a big movie for Jon Favreau.
Yeah, for sure. We probably wouldn't have the Mandalorian.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Was Zooey Deschanel in anything really before this? So
like, yeah, not really.
Kind of made her too.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody need to know you? You can't.
Mm-hmm. Aaron?
Nope. I love this movie. I love all the Rankin and Bass type stuff at the beginning. I love that Bob Newhart is in it.
This is definitely the best modern Christmas movie.
I agree.
Good parents everywhere. Plenty of ideas of what to do.
That's right. Off on the shelf.
Yeah. All right. Let's stay in there. Number four. Jamie's up. And she's handing me the card. All right. Big move up for Home Alone at number four.
That didn't get vetoed, I don't think.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
She vetoed. She vetoed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Shit.
At number eight, remember you put the...
Okay. What did I replace it with?
The Muppet Family Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it might happen.
Ooh. I know you hate it. We've already talked about Home Alone.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Aaron?
I just think it should be higher.
I don't hate it, and I think it definitely deserves to be on this list. I like it more as an adult now that I've watched it. I don't think it needs to be.
Be careful, or Krampus may end up on this list.
I still got another veto after this. How many movies we got? We only got two movies after this.
We have three more movies after this.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, that's true.
Sorry,
okay.
Veto.
Woo!
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
I don't think Home Alone's making this list.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Placement.
I only have two.
Three. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Now on video.
Oh, oh, oh.
Be a part of a very special holiday event. Walt Disney presents... Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, an all-new full-length movie premiering only on video. Join Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and all your favorite Disney characters in the film that brings home the true meaning of the holiday.
Share the joy of Christmas.
Come along as Mickey and Minnie discover the magic of sharing.
You're all the music I'll ever need.
Donald Duck and his nephews learn the joy of Christmas comes only once a year.
The best day of the year!
And Goofy shows Max...
Of course there's a Sammy.
You think?
...that with faith and a little trust, dreams do come true.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
All your favorite Disney characters... ...in one big holiday celebration. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. Now available only on video.
Never seen it, can't say.
I'm so sad.
I'm floored right now. Like,
she hates Home Alone. Why do you hate Home Alone?
Well,
what?
This is what happens when you
veto me. Can I
over?
I can't.
No, you can't. You're your own pick. Yeah.
What is the point of having this useless veto override?
Aaron's the only one with vetoes left, I think.
That.
I try not to use them.
It's sad.
Well, tell us what Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas is.
You know, it's got Mickey in it. It's like the Magi.
Well, that's one of the stories.
Sure.
There's
that's
three
my
different
parts.
Right. So. It's very good. It has Kelsey Grammer doing like the voiceover, like tying all the stories.
So it's there's multiple stories in it?
There's three stories. There's the Gift of the Magi with Mickey and Minnie. There's a goofy one where Max doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore.
This is my least favorite one, but you
like right. And there is a Huey, Dewey, and Louie one where Christmas keeps repeating every day. And it's very good, but what number is it?
This is number four?
Number four is...
It's too high for that.
It's crazy, baby.
But I only have a couple of movies.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Well, you have one movie left.
Okay. Yes, I know. It's now, right?
Yeah.
And this is too low for this?
Yeah.
No. Oh, wait. Yeah. Are we done with number four?
Oh, yeah. You're not vetoing it.
I'm not going to veto it. I haven't seen it, but it...
Whew. No one saw that one coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Jamie, number three.
How many vetoes do you have left?
She has one veto left.
How many spots do you
have
left?
I have one spot left.
Oh, actually, so you get your Home Alone card back.
You could play Home Alone.
You could play it.
You could play Home Alone.
Well, I think the only other movie I have.
I also have.
So
played it. Oh.
Home Alone at number three.
I can't veto it.
Look what you did.
Look what I did. No.
Kevin!
Ah! Home Alone is the funniest movie of the year. Rambunctiously funny.
We left.
Oh! Hysterically funny.
Polka, polka.
Enormously entertaining. A fun-filled, side-splitting belly laugh.
Excellent.
The best comedy of 1990 is Home Alone.
Hope we didn't forget anything.
Rated PG. Now playing at theaters everywhere.
He's going to do something awful, so I can't reach out. I don't trust him. Look at that face. I can't trust that face.
I do not trust you.
I'm going to do something awful. I don't think.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Let me think.
All right.
See? Okay. Wow. Number three.
See, it worked out. You love Home Alone. And now it's at number three. Now it's the number three pick.
This is Karen amazing.
Does not respect me. And she thinks I have trash taste, which is true.
This no, might have.
Home Alone is fun.
This might have ruined their friendship.
I don't hate Home Alone.
This is wild.
I just don't think it's a, yeah. you know, top
because there's five. A chance one of Aaron's most beloved Christmas movies won't make this list now. Sure.
No. Did it not make it already?
No.
Which one?
I thought it did.
I all vetoed right. it.
Did you veto it?
To move it high.
No. What am I going to do?
Wait, what didn't make
did, we'll talk about it next.
Did Muppet Christmas Carol not make the list?
No.
I thought it did.
No.
Oh my God. Well, shit. Now what? What do I do?
I thought you were going to put this one, and that's why I didn't put this
all
one.
All right, well, we've talked about Home Alone.
Yeah.
Is Aaron going to veto it again, I guess is
no,
the question.
No, I'm not going to veto it again.
Okay.
You sure?
So you think I should veto it again? Now I'm scared.
No. Sean has, you have picks.
I have one
pick. One pick, what? Yeah.
I have four
and
cards.
Four movies.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's going to spite
no.
it.
Oh, no.
No, he won't do that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He won't do that.
All right.
All right.
At number two, Sean has selected.
I absolutely fucking will.
No!
I got a veto left.
Muppet Christmas
Carol. Okay, thank God.
Get ready.
Quiet!
Get set.
God save my little broken body.
For the funniest family movie of the year.
I don't want to.
Walt Disney Pictures presents from Jim Henson Productions, The Muppet Christmas Carol. It's a Dickens of an adventure, as only the Muppets can tell it.
I am here to tell the story.
And I am here for the food.
Only in theaters, The Muppet Christmas Carol.
You know that food is wax?
Rated G. Starts Friday, December 11th at a theater near you.
Wow, Die Hard is not going to make this list.
It isn't.
That's all right.
It's no Muppet Christmas Carol.
We've talked about Muppet Christmas Carol. It's the greatest version of the best Christmas story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's my favorite Michael Caine performance.
Yeah.
It's the first...
Who? Michael Caine.
Michael
Caine.
I think it's the first Muppet thing after...
They blew the bloody doors up!
After Jim Henson died, right?
It is.
Which is special. I just think it's great. I know it doesn't in the Muppet community. A lot of people
don't respect it. Yeah, because it's not one of the first three.
Yeah. But I think it's one of my favorite Muppet things.
I mean, I think this is maybe the best one after a Muppet movie. Well, I don't know. I love Great Muppet Caper a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely better than Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, 100%.
Sure.
Also, let's talk about how great the music is.
It's great.
It's narrated by Charles Dickens. Well, Gonzo, but
as yeah, Gonzo
and Rizzo.
Yeah. And Rizzo the Rat.
I like that it's the same thing that Mickey's Christmas Carol does, where like they're a cast, you know, like they use the Muppets as the cast of characters mm-hmm. doing this. And, I don't know, it's just a fun way to do it. Like they're a production company or something.
Awesome.
Love it.
Love it. Number one, Aaron.
Aaron, you're going to veto this?
Die Hard,
absolutely
right?
Not. Number one. I won't read it.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Look, who are you?
I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
What is it you want, Barry? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Welcome home, Mr. Bailey.
Sentimental hogwash. I wish I had $1 million.
Hot dog!
and Mrs. Martini, welcome home.
This is what I wished for.
You see, George, you really had a wonderful life.
Is it that? Go ahead and talk about it, Aaron.
Okay, I think Jamie and I are simpatico on this. I can't even talk about it. I don't think I can talk about it.
Like, I just...
It's too emotional. I get too emotional. I just like sobbed.
We watched it again the other day.
Last night.
It is the most human movie I've ever seen. It is... It's just amazing.
It's so full of empathy.
It's the ultimate movie about empathy and goodness and, you know, a person's capacity for goodness and how to live a purposeful life. And I think it's just one of the best movies ever made. And, you know, Jimmy Stewart, of course, is like maybe the best actor of that generation. Like, he's amazing.
Sean?
He doesn't like it.
I agree.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Oh no, I love it.
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you turn around it? Like,
yes.
That's good.
I thought it was very good. I did not play it at number two, which was my original plan when we decided to do this draft.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the number two pick.
Sure.
Because I think it's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think that. All right, and that's going to wrap it up.
That's going to be a hard cut, probably, because we had a children interruption.
Yeah.
And we don't remember where we left off.
At any rate, we would love It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly. No vetoes.
Yeah.
I think I was explaining why I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
But
what? Yeah, well, please continue.
Please, yeah.
No, I don't like it that much. No, but obviously.
Now you're an adult and you understand it, whereas probably the last time you saw it, you may not have been an adult and didn't quite.
Wow.
She's saying, last time, you were a dummy.
Did you feel like it was too saccharine before?
I do. It still is right on the line of being too sugar-coated. But it's okay. It's fine.
It's also really dark in places, though. Like, it's...
Yeah.
He's going to kill himself.
He had a real bad night.
He did.
Yeah. And it's all Billy's fault.
It is.
Like, Billy's a real dummy.
Yeah. That ending is so heartwarming, though. Like, mm-hmm. It's...
Sure. He's a crazy person, by the way. Just running through that tale. He's nuts.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Should be institutionalized.
All right, so to run it back down, we got at number 20, we've got Love Actually, 19, Black Christmas, 18, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, not the Jim Carrey version.
Never.
At number 17, Mickey's Christmas Carol, at 16, The Office Christmas Special, 15, Little Women, 14, The Santa Claus, 13, Ernest Saves Christmas, at 12, Charlie Brown Christmas. At 11, Christmas Vacation. At 10, Scrooged. 9, Gremlins. 8, Muppets Family Christmas. At 7, A White Christmas. At 6, Christmas Story. At 5, Elf. 4, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. At number 3, Home Alone. At number 2, The Muppet Christmas Carol. And at number 1, It's a Wonderful Life, the Frank
game. I just want to point out, I played all the Muppet selections in this draft.
That did happen. She should be ashamed of herself, really.
I am ashamed of myself.
We're throwing those away.
Did anybody have any discards? Anything that didn't make it?
Krampus.
Krampus.
Nightmare Before Christmas and Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, man. Oh. Thank God.
Sean, nothing else?
I hope you like Italian.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Yeah.
Great one.
I had a few. Hang on. I had Tales from the Crypt All Through the House.
Which is an awesome episode.
Yeah. You should check that out. Also, Twilight Zone's Something for the Meek. I can't remember the name of it exactly, but I also had... I wrote a lot of things down.
Die Hard.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon was not on my list. Rare Exports, the 2010 Finnish movie about people who find evil Santa in a mountain, and he comes in and starts stealing children.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm shocked you didn't put The Apartment.
It's not enough
of a Christmas movie.
Of a Christmas movie. It's a bummer. the Christmas.
But the one about the evil Santa stealing children is totally.
I didn't play it. Didn't play it.
It's true.
What are we doing next time, Sean?
I don't know.
we're probably doing our year end.
New Year's Eve movies.
Yeah. We'll do a New Year's Eve movies draft. Yeah. Number one, New Year's Eve.
Very best
New Year's Evil.
I think we're going to do a rundown of the season 2 of Mandalorian.
Yeah. Try to do that soon. Also.
Yeah.
We never did our astronaut movies versus space operas either. So hopefully we can get that in soon.
We'll do that eventually.
Yeah. All right. I guess until next time.
Yep.
I'm Rob.
I'm Sean. God bless us, everyone.
And goodbye.
And mortal leaping. 8 maids of milking. 7 swans of swimming.
6 geese a lee.
5 gold rings.
Ba-dum-ba-ba. 4 calling birds. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pea.